Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'll appreciate if you can spare me 5 minutes of your time to hear my story. Thank you. I'm so little, you need to lower it down.
I'm short as well.
It's okay. I'm a Ugandan born and bred Asian, arrived in England during the Exodus of 72. Exodus of October 72. I was accompanied by my sister-in-law, my four brothers, and my parents stayed behind to see if they could get visas for other countries. However, they all had British passports, but they thought it'd be better if they could try to settle either in a warmer country, if possible, if it should become, and it should not become burden to Britain. I landed at Stansted Airport one late evening, near midnight. It was very cold, and since I came from a very hot equatorial climate of temperature of 38 to 40 degrees, I was shivering. When I came down the steps, I was greeted by a lady, volunteer from WVS, greeting me with a smile on her face, said, "Welcome." This picture is printed in my memory. I was touched by it. In that bitter cold weather, even one's relation would not bother to greet, give such a welcome. Yet a stranger from Great Britain did. When I entered the airport building, there was a big pile of winter coats to choose from. We were given a cup of tea and biscuits. Then the coaches were waiting to take us to different camps. We were driven to a camp near Kettering and were provided with clean bed to sleep on. All three hot meals were given at a shift made canteens. Advice and information to settle down in England was available. Luckily, next day we moved to our home in Rainers Lane, North London. By the God's grace, my brothers had bought a house a couple of months earlier so that the children can use it when they come to England to study. So luckily we had a home. Let's go back and think why Idi Amin got rid of Asian. I don't blame him, for when a leader of a country faces problem, i.e. seeing most of the businesses run by Asian, although there were many companies that did employ Africans, but it was sparingly. For Idi Amin could not impose integration by force, so he thought the best solution would be to get rid of Asians. We were very lucky that at least he gave us 90 days to leave and did not shoot us, unlike Holocaust. We were fortunate that Britain took us with open arms. I feel honored and sincerely appreciate that Britain gave me a home. I've changed few professions according to my needs, and I have managed it through hard work. However, I could only achieve this because Britain is fair and just. Weather may not be as lovely as hot in Uganda, but that is my next page. But it cannot be changed by the British government. Otherwise, I'm sure they will try to accommodate it. I sincerely wish Uganda does well in the future, because the leader changes, but a country remains, and it goes through its own growing up process. As far as Britain is concerned, it is definitely great, and I'm glad to be citizen of the country. Thank you for listening to me.